news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is currently a Category 5 storm and headed straight for Jamaica, where it could be the strongest hurricane on record for the island. Earl Cameron lives there and is warning that the effects could be catastrophic.
This is not a joke. It is very serious, guys. And it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical.
The storm expected to make landfall sometime today. President Trump at the ambassador's residence in Japan as his Asian trip continues. On Thursday, he will attend the summit in South Korea, at which he will discuss trade with China's Xi Jinping. This is day 28 of the federal government shutdown. Food assistance benefits for about 42 million Americans are set to expire at the beginning of the month, which is Saturday. In Los Angeles last night, it took 6 hours and 39 minutes, 18 innings in all, for the Dodgers to now lead the World Series 2-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. No rest. Game 4 is tonight. This is ABC News.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation on 96.5 and 98.3 WISS. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some Wisconsinites' health care premiums could skyrocket by $30,000 a year if Congress doesn't continue the insurance tax subsidies, one of the biggest sticking points of the government shutdown. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
People who buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace can qualify for what are essentially discounts on their insurance to make it more affordable. Those discounts are set to expire at the end of the year, which would make healthcare coverage more expensive for up to 42 million Americans. Here in Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace, and 88% of those qualify for some sort of tax credit. On average, those tax credits save Wisconsinites $664 a month. But leaders say costs will surge for some people. Governor Tony Evers.
Middle-class family of four in Wausau see their premium more than double, going from $886 a month to over $2,300 a month. 60-year-old couple in Rice Lake, making about $85,000 a year, could see their premium rocket 800%. That's an annual increase of over $30,000 in costs.
And that's just for the premiums to have insurance before even thinking about things like filling prescriptions or going to the ER. Democrats in Congress say they will not agree to end the shutdown unless the tax credits will continue. Republicans have said they would consider extending the tax credits after reopening the government. Data shows when healthcare systems, the government, and charities have to absorb the costs of the uninsured, prices go up for everyone. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero on a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with sports on Mike Clemens.
Over the air and on the web, WISS is your home for real news and great conversations for Oshkosh. WISS.FM.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 42 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have on the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with Chicago attorney Robert Held, who is among the protesters who were detained for protesting outside the ICE facility in Broadview. We discuss his 8 hours in custody.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, October 28th, 2025, and it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, catching us on YouTube, Facebook, podcast, website, the tin can with a string. I've always wondered why that was hanging here. Anyway, we're glad that you got your day started right here, and I hope your day is starting out well. I concern some people because the show starts on the radio at 6:06. We start the live stream, social media, Facebook, YouTube at 6 o'clock, but sometimes I'm a little late getting it started. And Tony right away gets up there on YouTube from up in Ashland and says, "Where's Pat?" Then Alicia jumps in the comment sections and like, "Wait, Pat's missing." Tony responds, "He wasn't here at exactly 6 o'clock," saying, "I need my pre-show preview precisely at 6 a.m. Tony, I'm sorry. I have an excuse. I got a question for you. You ever start your day with something that could just send your day into a tailspin, and you have to catch yourself and go, nope, that's not what's going to happen here? Well, that happened twice already this morning, so let me bring in my favorite non-coffee drinker, Parker Olson, who's producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. Parker, you have your water?
I have my water. I've had my fruit snacks. And Pat, I had 2 pieces of white bread and water today because I needed something to my tummy before I took DayQuil.
Yes, Parker's a little under the weather here. He's plain wounded, and we appreciate that. You know, he's got his Whitewater hoodie on because that's how he does it. It's like he remembers, you know, in Whitewater, they teach you never give up. You get on that field no matter what. And he is on the field of battle today, and we appreciate it. As far as and Alicia says, Tony gave me a heart attack. And Tony's like, "Well, I have 3 kids, so I never start my day without spiraling into something." Anyway, here's the thing that spiraled.
Oh, boy.
Get up, you know, alarm goes off. You know, there's a 4 on the alarm clock, like 4 something. Okay. Stumble out to the kitchen. I want to pour myself a cup of ambition, but I can't because as I go to pull the coffee pot out of the dishwasher, I've pulled it out of that dishwasher 1,000 times. I think literally, yes, more than 1,000 times when I think of how long we've had that dishwasher.
I believe it, yeah.
And the one time it hits, as I lift it up, it hits the bottom of the counter. And of course, we've got these like granite countertops or whatever. So you hear that sickening, it doesn't shatter, but you know it cracked. You know that sound. And you pull it out. Yep. And it's got a big old chip in it, a little chip that's missing, and you're not going to get coffee. But then I remembered I have a dual coffee maker.
Of course.
It's got the pot on the one side, yeah, and it's got the single serving on the other where you can put in the little pods.
Oh, sure. The Keurig.
But it also, because I mean, I am, you know, I might be Earth's best friend as an environmentalist. I don't use the pods. I have a little cup and you put a scoop of coffee in there and you put it with water and all that. But here's the thing. It's a very touchy basket. You can put in, you know, if you put in half a scoop, you'll be okay. If you put a little more than half a scoop of coffee in, you're okay. Somehow that coffee machine knows the number of granules of coffee that you put in.
Yeah.
Because you think you've got it, but if it's got one granule too much, as I'm getting the rest of breakfast ready, you suddenly hear the water, you know, couldn't get through the coffee and it is spilling out the other side and onto the floor.
Oh.
So I'm a two-time coffee loser today already, but yeah.
That's a tough morning, Pat.
It was, but again, you now catch yourself and you go, wait, I can't go back to bed. Parker wants to go back to bed. He's not feeling well. He can't go back to bed.
I can't
go back to bed. That's the,
otherwise, what would happen?
Yeah, we have work. Well, clearly what would happen is
Tony
is
and Alicia would burn Tony to the ground.
I know you've got the comment section's filling up already with how their morning routine unfolds. So I'm here. I'm glad we could be here for it. We just wanted to pull the curtain back a little bit and let you know that, you know, even when we're not at our best, and here's the thing, we're not at our very, very best, even though we did not stay up to watch an 18 inning baseball game. My God.
Yeah. I cannot tell you how happy I am the Brewers are not playing in that game, because I would have stayed up.
Oh, how could you? The temptation would be so great.
Yeah.
You know,
you watched two games last night.
Oh, I saw maybe an inning or two. And yeah. Shohei Ohtani hit a home run.
Go figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's still doing things.
Yeah.
And it is just, I guess it was.
Wow.
I didn't catch exactly what time. I'm guessing from the play-by-play guy on the replay, he said just before midnight, which would have been just before 2 a.m. here.
Yeah,
The game ended.
Yeah, I was seeing that on Twitter earlier this morning. I was reading. I was like, this post is from 2 hours ago. Why did what happened?
Oh, man, this is 609 pitches were thrown over 6 hours and 39 minutes. 44 players in the game, including 19 pitchers. All of that for Freddie Freeman to hit a home run in the bottom of the 18th, a walk-off home run in game two of the doubleheader. is essentially what it was. And the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead. And Shohei Ohtani homered twice. He doubled twice. And by the way, he's going to be the starting pitcher in like 12 hours.
I read a quote from him after the game that was, what do you think? Basically, was the question. And he said, I think I'm going to bed as soon as I can.
They have to, because they got to be back up to do this all over again. Now you had Max Scherzer, who was pitching for Toronto. He's going to be retiring. He's been around forever. He is an instant Hall of Famer. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was formal for it's like everything but formal, you know, that he's going to be done. No, it's Clayton Kershaw who has said he's retiring.
Yeah.
And I guess he made an appearance in the game. So you had these two, you know, Hall of Famers who are in the game as well. But I'm sure glad I didn't stay up for it. That's all I got to say about that. I clearly had it. Although if I had, I'd have more of an excuse for, you know, breaking the coffee pot and trying to break the coffee maker. But I don't. So yeah, we carry on. Yeah.
Instead of sleep deprivation.
Yeah. That was just, again, I've pulled that coffee pot out a million times.
Don't you hate
Don't you hate it when?
When you mess something up that you've done precisely thousands of times, how do you screw it up?
Look in your cupboard. I mean, certainly for us, because I mean, we've been together for 40 years here, and there's so many things that are no longer a set. There's like, oh, there's two glasses left from that set.
Sure.
One glass left from that set. One, you know, one or two bowls left from that set. And so, I mean, it happens over time. It's not an everyday occurrence, but we all break things. But every time it happens at that moment, you think it's the dumbest thing you've ever done, you know?
Yeah.
And then you realize, no, I'm actually capable of much dumber. It just didn't happen this time around. So anyway, I did eventually get the coffee maker figured out on the single side. So I am partially,
thank goodness,
but belatedly caffeinated. So this is a different cup. Parker's looking at the monitor. I have a couple of different cups with photos of the grandkids.
No offense to your grandkids. At a distance, with how you were holding it, it looked like a pig in a blanket.
And you don't want me to be offended by that?
This is true.
you are sick. I'm going to turn your camera off over here. You go back over there. I'm going to tell people
on the show. I probably deserve that.
Coming up today, first, an invitation to contact us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The calls are rare in the early morning because, as Tony puts up on YouTube, that's the day Parker was replaced. No. And Alicia putting, every single bowl in my house is chipped in one way or another. By the way, these folks and you all welcome to call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. People go, Pat, you don't have a lot of callers on here. What's the deal? Do you know what happens? And I don't know if a lot of other hosts talk about this or not, but it seems like I'll prattle on for a while and then somebody will go, okay, I got to talk to him about that. And invariably when they call, there's like 8 seconds left before the commercial break, or, you know, less than 2 minutes. And there are other hosts who are really good about putting a caller up and going, you know, caller, you got 60 seconds, go. And it's always that awkward thing when it runs right into a commercial and you got to cut them off. So I'm going to try to do a better job of saying at the start of certain segments, if we don't have a guest or other things, is to say, hey, the phones are open. It's the start of the segment. Call on in, because we would love to hear from you. We would also love to get your text messages and your voice notes using the Civic Media app. Again, just download the app wherever you are and call or text your voice note from there. Alicia says it's loud where I'm at. And that's why we have the comment sections. And we love those. We love it all. We just want to make sure you know the phones are available to reach us, as well as things on the app. Coming up today, we're going to be talking in just a little over 5 minutes here about the government shutdown and its impact on food assistance. And ask the question why. We've never had this issue before with government shutdowns, but apparently it has to be that way. So we'll get into that. And then in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the shutdown as it relates to the national park system, and that would include the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. And we have that here up north, and we have a guest from Friends of the Apostle Islands, Jeff Renicky, who is going to talk about the impact of the government shutdown that way. In our 8 o'clock hour, more about the shutdown as we talk to Courier Newsroom correspondent Cam Stevenson live from Capitol Hill to learn the latest on what is or is not going to be happening there. And then we're going to be talking to Ruth Conniff from the Wisconsin Examiner. And Ruth has a great column that's in the Examiner. Look for it at wisconsinexaminer.com. About the controversy at the Department of Public Instruction about how allegations of teacher misconduct are handled. And those are very real concerns. But Ruth Conniff also does a good job of putting things into perspective, that in outlining what exactly is the process right now and how it may not be as monstrous as certain politicians are making it out to be, because they're the same politicians who have declared war on the Department of Public Instruction by starving it of the funds it would need for staffing to look into things like this. And oh, by the way, a couple of those Republicans happen to be the ones protecting a president who wants to keep the Epstein files sealed up. So maybe there's a little political drama. Maybe there's a little hypocrisy that's going on. And Ruth Conniff will put that all in balance for us. We will hear from our friend, James Kelly. He's at the Civic Media Newsroom here in the Chippewa Valley to talk about some of the stories that folks all over the state might want to know he's following in Western and Northern Wisconsin. Dan Hagen will join us from Newswatch 12 WJFW to tell us what he's covering up in the Northwoods as well. Temperatures across the state range from the cold spot is up there in Ashland, where Tony is, at 27 degrees. The warm spot is down in Racine, where it is 50 degrees. It is 39 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. Again, we'll talk about the government shutdown as it relates to the shortages of food that are about to take place, including in food banks, because it turns out that for months, the Trump administration has canceled deliveries of food to food banks. So they're not equipped to help out in the coming crisis. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Tomorrow morning on the program, we will be joined by Ellie Bordeaux of Up North News. She puts together our daily newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe up in the banner at the top of the homepage to get what she is putting together and out early every morning. And Ellie will join us tomorrow just after the news at 7 to talk a bit about things that she has put in the newsletter and things that will be in future newsletters as well. We'd love to have you along as a subscriber. Same goes for our weekend newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And on there, we took a look at the week in politics and include a question of the week. And as I am continuing to discover, people are very divided on the topic of a nuclear power plant, whether there should be a new one built in Wisconsin. There are plenty of people very passionate that we should not. There are plenty of people who understand that there are risks, but with safeguards, we would have nuclear power that is not fossil fuel based and would not damage the climate. So where do you come down on that? You can send us a note through all the normal ways here, through the comment sections, through the Civic Media app. But if you want to be able to answer first, to get signed up for that newsletter, head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe up in the banner on top of the homepage. All right, well, with the government shutdown, there's something happening that has not really happened before in a government shutdown that looks to be happening here shortly. and that is SNAP running out of money, nutritional benefits for lower income families. In past government shutdowns, there was agreement that, look, we're debating other things about funding the government, but hungry families shouldn't go hungry. Kids shouldn't go hungry. Those benefits continued. The only time it was ever in jeopardy was during the shutdown that happened during the first Trump term. But again, at the last moment, it was saved. This time around, the Trump administration is hell-bent on making sure that, you know, kids in lower-income families don't get enough food to eat, and refusing to budge, even though there is additional money available. There are supplemental funds the USDA could be using to apply towards SNAP benefits, but they choose not to because the cruelty is the point of this. The same goes for the spike that's coming in health insurance premiums as a result of the government shutdown. The government shutdown is happening because premium tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, the things that make health insurance more affordable in the Affordable Care Act marketplace, are expiring. This is extra help that was put in during the pandemic, and it made a real difference to families. It continues to make a real difference. It's the kind of thing that, frankly, should have happened a lot earlier pre-pandemic to make health care more attainable, more affordable for families. But politics being what it is, you get the best deal that you can get. And 4 years ago, there was this agreement in Congress. All right, we're going to have these enhanced premium tax credits, things that make these policies more affordable. And we'll do it for 4 years. That seems to be the best that we can do to get it past Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and anybody else. So there they are, and they're getting set to expire. And now you've got people, Derek Van Orden most recently saying, it was the Democrats that set it up to expire. This is all they're doing. Technically true. But again, rewind the clock. Let's go back. 2017, the first Trump administration, and the massive corporate tax breaks, the massive tax breaks geared toward the very wealthy that were set to expire back in 2017, they set it for 8 years. They're going to expire at the end of this year. What did the Trump administration want? They wanted those tax cuts to continue, some of them to be made permanent. And that's what they got. So it's not like they have to go away because you reach the end of a particular cycle. If it's something that's worth fighting for, Republicans clearly thought it was worth fighting for the very rich. And that's what they got done. And now it's Democrats who are fighting for what they believe in, which is affordable health care. Whose side would you rather be on in that debate, by the way? The billionaires getting the extra tax cuts along with the corporations, or the families who, like you, could be one job loss away or one cancer diagnosis or one car crash away from medical bankruptcy? That's what Democrats are fighting for. And Republicans are so hell-bent on protecting the health insurance companies and the corporate profits that come from it that they would rather keep the government shut down than negotiate with Democrats and somehow keep trying to find ways to blame them. So the premium credits are going away. And the open enrollment period begins on November 1st. That's this Saturday. And some of the prices are already being released as far as how much more it's going to cost Wisconsin families. And the Office of Commissioner of Insurance put out some examples. So here are some examples for you quick before we take a break here. Family of four, income $130,000 a year. And you're looking for a silver plan on the marketplace. And you live in Eau Claire County. And right now, thanks to those enhanced tax credits, that family of four pays $704 a month for health insurance. $700 a month for health insurance. When those tax credits go away, come Saturday, if they want to renew, it's going to cost $2,700. Not $700, $700. That's $24,000 a year in higher health insurance costs. In Racine County, it goes from $1,000 for that family of four to $2,400 a month for a total of $16,600 a year more that Republicans want you to pay. If you're 60 years old and it's just a couple living together, $85,000 a year income, and you're, say, in Brown County, currently costs you $600. Starting Saturday, $2,700, an extra $25,000 a year for a couple that's still 5 years away from qualifying for Medicare and Social Security. And there's more. I'll give you more throughout the coming days here. Examples of this is what Republicans actually want. They'd rather protect the health insurance company profits than to take your taxes and make health insurance more affordable for everybody. Instead, they want to give it away to billionaires. That's your money they're doing it with. Today's history lesson is next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
From Main Street to the Capitol in Madison, WISS is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation.
Smart Swaps. It's a new initiative from the dairy industry to try to help school lunch programs move their way through regulation. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The effort spearheaded by the National Dairy Council. They want to help with the challenges that school nutrition professionals face trying to meet evolving USDA school meal standards. Katie Bomback is the Vice President of School Nutrition for the National Dairy Council. She said some of the unique flavors and blends they've developed are being tested on students. And she says students don't have a filter.
Some fun examples include a few cool or portable options like apple pie overnight oats. There's a strawberry pancake yogurt parfait and a frozen yogurt bark. Because they're wonderfully honest, there's no filter. A few of our favorite comments from students included, quote, put this on our school meals with an exclamation point, and then it tasted really good, 10 out of 10. But it was a great reminder that taste testing is essential. What sounds good on paper doesn't always resonate or land with students.
Katie Bomback with the National Dairy Council says that they enlisted the help of about 2,500 students across the region to do a little taste testing on their recipes. They're now up to about 25 new or updated standardized dairy recipes as part of their Smart Swaps, helping the school lunch program. Markets are next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, innovation, that's BioVet.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
On Monday, barrel cheese was up 2.5 at 179.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 2.25 at 180, but AA butter drifted 0.25 lower to $1.60 a pound. The November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a penny this morning, $17.90. December corn is currently 2 cents stronger at $4.31. November beans are up 11, $10.79. July wheat right now up 3.5 at $5.68 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
Real news, great conversation, right in your inbox. Subscribe to WISS's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Appleton.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 42 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
Busted pencils, fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things, and speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny.
Of course
you know,
of course I did.
I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
But well, you can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah. Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us. What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, childcare remains a big issue in Wisconsin, around the country. Corrine Hendrickson will join us in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Today's history lesson begins with a little journey. That, of course, is Steve Perry, who made his debut with Journey this day in 1977, playing with them for the first time in San Francisco with a song, I believe, dedicated to the city by the bay there. On this day in 1492, Christopher Columbus lands in Cuba on his journey to the New World and figured he was in Japan. He was not in Japan, but it just goes to show you GPS has always been a necessity. We're very lucky to have it when we do. On this day in 1636, the Massachusetts Bay Colony voted to establish a theological college. The college started this day in 1636, would later become known as Harvard University. The number one song this day in 1978 was by Nick Gilder. On this day in 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated by President Grover Cleveland. On this day in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis came to an end as Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev ordered the removal of Soviet missiles from Cuba. That was 1962. On this day in 1963, the Beach Boys released this little bit of school spirit.
Loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. So Be True to Your School, released this day in 1963, includes part of the Hawthorne High School fight song, where the Wilson brothers went to school. On this day in 1919, the Volstead Act is passed by Congress. You know it better as Prohibition. The Volstead Act established a nationwide prohibition on alcohol. Congress passed it, overriding a veto by President Woodrow Wilson. Happy birthday to country singer Brad Paisley, who turns 53 today.
I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires, 'cause it's a good night.
All right, let's look at some of the other birthdays here. Parker, I don't know if you watch a lot of, Young Sheldon, where Annie Potts plays Meemaw.
Yeah, sure.
And so there's a generation that only knows Annie Potts as, you know, kind of this older actress playing these grandmotherly roles. Yeah. And then some of us, you know, remember way back when she was on Designing Women, and she's been acting for a very long time. She is 73 years old today. The late Charlie Daniels was born this day in 1936, passed away in 2020. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is 70 years old today. Actress Julia Roberts is 58. And actor Joaquin Phoenix is 51 years old today. Going back to Brad Paisley's birthday, he's 53. He was born this day in 1972. On that day when he was born, Stevie Wonder released his 15th studio album, called Talking Book, with this track.
When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition, anyway.
Superstition was one of the big singles off Talking Book, and as was You Are the Sunshine of My Life, again released 53 years ago today. On this day in 1948, Chuck Berry got married. He married Thametta Toddy Suggs. And, you know, a lot of rock and roll marriages, they don't last. Theirs did. Chuck Berry remained married until he died at the age of 90 in 2017. That's a marriage that lasted 68 years. On this day in 1985, the number one song was by Whitney Houston. That again was 1985, that it was the number one hit. And go up just a couple of years to 1989, and at the top of the album charts, you would find Janet Jackson with Rhythm Nation 1814. I mean, Rhythm Nation was a blockbuster. It had Love Will Never Do Without You. Of course, the Rhythm Nation title track, Escapade, and much more. Again, this day in 1989. So that's it. Kind of a slower day on the day for music and history. You know, there's some days where it's like we need more than 15 minutes to cover all of this. And some days we can just move right on to the national day calendar. And so let's head back over to sick bay and see what Parker has to say about what you were able to find.
I'm fine.
It's okay. He's now seeing things. What was on the National Day calendar today?
National Day calendar, it is National Chocolate Day, Pat. Are you a big chocolate guy?
Of course I am. But here's where I take, again, we have a little fun with this calendar, but we don't have the staffing time to possibly look into this.
Oh, boy.
To collect everything that's on the National Day calendar. And how many different days are dedicated to chocolate? There's always something chocolate, it feels like, every so often. Or dogs. How many different dogs?
There's a lot of dogs.
There's a lot of dog days on the calendar. So apparently this is the overarching one. It's just National Chocolate Day. Not chocolate ice cream.
No.
Not chocolate pie. Not anything like that. Not there's dark chocolate day, probably, you know, Belgian chocolate day, chocolate chip day. It's just about the chocolate. Just it.
As far as I know.
Okay.
That's what they tell me.
Hey, that's fine. I mean, for breakfast, like, you know, again, the whole secret to making Chippa waffles here in Chippewa Falls is the little mini chocolate chips. Oh, do you know what I saw in my kitchen this morning? Besides the chipped coffee pot. Yeah, exactly. The grocery store apparently ran out of semi-sweet chocolate chips. And so somebody brought home dark chocolate chips. Are you thinking about this?
I'm not a dark chocolate chip guy.
Oh my gosh, Parker.
It's fine. Pat, I am okay with dark chocolate. I just prefer milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate over dark chocolate?
Yes.
Okay. I'm starting to see what it is that has weakened your immune system to this point. It's a need for dark chocolate and coffee.
Well, you know, the secret, as Todd Alba discovered on air once, the secret to enjoying Malort is having dark chocolate after.
Oh, gosh, that time he tried Malort. I don't even know exactly what Malort is.
No one does. It's a torture device, from what I understand.
But watching them try it is just, oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious.
So you need to have, that's the deal, is you need dark chocolate after drinking some of that swill?
That's what I'm told. That's what I hear.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to try it.
Okay. No, I'm not either. I saw that. I heard it. It was disgusting. There's so many other pairings where chocolate goes great. Like when you discover the combination of chocolate and raspberries, for example, or chocolate and strawberries. But, I mean, family tradition here at Casa de Kreitlo is a chocolate cake with raspberry filling as kind of the frosting in the middle. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. There we go. Luke is asking on the text line, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, eat the chocolate and enjoy. He says, I would reference the Billy Madison scene with shampoo and conditioner bottles saying dark chocolate is better than milk chocolate, but I don't know if Parker would get the reference. Honestly, I don't either. So I thought Parker might, which is why I bring it up. Swing and a miss for that. All right.
Right over
there. Tony writing on YouTube, Molort is the spawn of Satan. Yep, that could very well be. All right, we've had enough fun with National Chocolate Day. Is there anything more worthy of its own day?
We definitely have things more worthy of their own day. It is National First Responders Day, and excellent. It is also National Immigrants Day.
Oh, very nice. Good touch there. Yeah, I mean, especially the first responders, you cannot possibly say enough about A, how grateful we all are, and B, how there is probably, I'm guessing, a perpetual need for, you know, the next generation of first responders. If you are interested in any way, shape, or form, it is something that you should consider pursuing, or at least learning more and seeing if it is the right field for you. All right, so that's what's on the calendar for today. Let's see what we can find in some entertainment news. We don't make Parker watch TMZ. So he just finds this free form over the internet. What should we talk about this morning?
It does largely come from TMZ, I will admit.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, yeah.
We have
as a viewer. It's good. Yeah. Go ahead.
We have Kim Kardashian. She suffered an aneurysm, which was on the season premiere of season 7 of The Kardashians.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. And she learned that this can be caused by stress. She claims it comes from Kanye West.
What comes from Kanye West?
The stress that caused her aneurysm.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, if Kanye West were the father of your children and all that, yes, of course you'd have perpetual stress. I mean, at least she's got some reason to be stressful. What else could it be? That she's a celebrity, you know, that her daughter is a billionaire.
It's very hard.
If there's anybody who should not have stress in their life, it is Kim Kardashian. But can Kanye West cause an aneurysm? yes, I believe that he can.
I bet he's caused more than one.
Yeah. There's a note here about Wicked. Did you see the first movie?
I did not see it. No. Should have. I meant to. I like musicals.
You should. I believe if I saw the commercial right, Peacock is going to have it for folks that want to watch it before seeing the second one, which will wrap up the whole show. It was already a long enough play on Broadway. It was like 3+ hours. And they've now turned it into like 5-6 hours of movie time. And so if you want to see the rest of it, you got to head to the theaters here soon. So what's the entertainment note about Wicked today?
Ariana Grande, I believe she played Galinda in Wicked. She her music career was like basically stalled. She did not really want to do music anymore, or at least didn't want to create any more albums. But Wicked let her kind of find her creativity again. So she's back. She's made an album and she's got a tour as well. All thanks to being Wicked.
All right. Well, hey, you never know what's going to spark something. We talked about it with the Billy Joel documentary for a time he thought he was done. Yeah. And then, you know, something sparked a little bit of creativity here. All right. And lastly, in Parker's top three entertainment stories of the day.
Pat, I want you to guess who Katy Perry's new boyfriend is.
I know.
Oh, you know?
Because I watch TMZ.
Of course.
Again, for folks that are making a face at their radio, I spend all day surrounded by the news and by politics, and Sherry spends the day surrounded by all kinds of medical crises. And so we just want, at the end of the day, we want to find the dumbest thing imaginable and turn our brains off. And TMZ is what did it for us. So that's how I know that Katy Perry's boyfriend is former Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau. An adorable couple. They are.
Are
they're
they?
Adorable.
I haven't seen.
I think it's great.
I hear that they were on a yacht whale watching together.
I think, yes, they were. They were. And I'm happy for them. They're happy. Unlike Kim and Kanye, where Tony writes on YouTube, I'll bet Kanye tells Kim her kids look like pigs in a blanket. I can't imagine the level of stress.
Kids?
What? Tony?
Pigs in a blanket are cute.
Tony off the top rope. Oh, coming down on Parker. Oh, it's just a shame. Oh, the humanity. Much more coming up after the 7 o'clock news. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's the end? As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WISS.FM and click events. You're welcome.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of civic media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via text, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of civic media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Good news! You get an extra hour this weekend. Daylight saving time ends, so remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. Fall back, sleep in, and start your Sunday refreshed. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cindy, one of Tony's little pigs in a blanket, joining us on the voice
note. Pigs in a blanket are cute, okay?
Sure. You go with that. From on the text line from Lori in Hayward, she writes, good morning, Pat and Parker. How coincidental that the Statue of Liberty was recognized on this day so many years ago, and today we celebrate National Immigration Day. Wouldn't it be nice if ICE would take the day off and celebrate National Immigration Day? Well, yes. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think National Immigration Day was picked for just that reason, the Statue of Liberty's dedication. But yeah, wouldn't it be interesting if it was just a national holiday that day to note the people for whom, you know, 99% of us are, you know, immigrants in some way, shape, or form, and that maybe we once again learn the value of immigrants to this country. What we're seeing instead are a political class of people willing to want to make migrants the scapegoat for everything that befalls them. And they're celebrating that all this food assistance is being cut. They are celebrating that health insurance costs are about to skyrocket because somehow it's all going to quote unquote illegals and just other migrants. When, I mean, I know it sounds harsh, but if only there were a way, if we could just deport racists and bring in people who actually want to work hard and make a life for themselves in this country without having to basically take a dump on everybody else. Worry about yourself, work hard, and maybe channel that anger toward the people who are really preventing you from flourishing. And it's usually not immigrants. It's usually somebody who wants to make sure that they're paying a tax rate as low or lower than yours, that they can deny health insurance to you and your family, and on it goes. But if they can just get you thinking it's the immigrants instead that are the problem, well, then they're the ones who are going to flourish that way. In kind of a sign of the times here, I've always enjoyed going to Parade of Homes, seeing what's out there in any given community. You know, the Chippewa Valley has a Parade of Homes, and let's see, in the Milwaukee area, they do. And I do like seeing the homes, and I do like seeing the homes that are maybe a little out of our price range, but they're nice to see anyway. So I get that that's a feature of it, but just something struck me kind of funny about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Francesca Pica. That says Menominee Falls Mansion featured on Parade of Homes sells for $4.5 million. The 9,000 square foot home spent just weeks on the market before selling for $4.5 million on October 14th. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the buyer. I'm happy for the seller. This is not about, you know, nobody should be wealthy. It's about the system itself that has allowed us to get to a point where on the Parade of Homes, we now celebrate that there's this $4.5 million mansion that we can go see. Meanwhile, we have an issue with affordable housing, the lack of it, the lack of space where, you know, starting families can live instead of paying rent. But this is where we've come at this point, to have $4.5 million homes on the Parade of Homes. Congratulations to all of them. But boy, I would love to see the parade of affordable homes that a nice young professional family could afford to move into. I'd love to see more of that. Some sad news out of the Milwaukee area as well. Longtime news anchor for WISN Channel 12, Jerry Taff has passed away at the age of 85. Jerry Taff was known for his signature sign-off, "Good night and better tomorrows." He died in his home state of Texas. He was such a part of the TV dial and the radio dial, frankly, in Milwaukee for a long time. He delivered the news for WISN from 1979 to 2005. He and Kathy Michaelby and a host of other co-anchors, you know, propelled Channel 12 to first place at 10 p.m., you know, knocking off perpetual juggernaut TMJ. He described Milwaukee as, you know, the place that he loves to be, even though he said no place is especially totally feels like home, he said in a 2005 interview, but Milwaukee feels more like home than any place else. Jerry Taff was extremely polarizing for, you know, how they have those polls for favorite anchor and least favorite anchor in a given market. He was second in the running for favorite anchor and first in the polling for least favorite anchor. And even I will admit, from the 4 years we lived in Milwaukee while Sherry was going to med school, he was kind of an acquired taste, and that you weren't really sure if you liked this guy or not. Then you realized, hey, he's doing his job. He's got his own unique style. And sometimes he's going to say things in a way that maybe don't sit well with you. We're still talking about Jerry Taff, right? I'm not talking into a mirror here. Anyway, you just learn that people have their quirks. And if you have quirks enough that some people gravitate towards you, you're going to do well in a given job, in a given market. And that's exactly what Jerry Taff did. And again, passed away at the age of 85. But is going to be very well remembered by a Milwaukee TV audience for all that he did. All right, let's look ahead to the rest of the morning here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be talking to Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12, WJFW-TV in Rhinelander, who's not nearly as polarizing as other TV anchors that I could name. Nobody doesn't like Dan Hagen, and we'll be talking to him coming up in a bit. We will also be talking to James Kelly, who does the news for Civic Media out of our newsroom here in the Chippewa Valley. And we'll be joined by Jeff Renicky from Friends of the Apostle Islands. The Apostle Islands is not a national park. It's a national lakeshore, but that still has some functions that can be impacted by the government shutdown. And we will be asking Jeff more about that. Then, of course, in our 8 o'clock hour, as usual, Courier Newsroom's Cam Stevenson will join us from Capitol Hill to let us know if there's any progress on resolving the government shutdown. And then finally, we'll visit with Ruth Conniff from the Wisconsin Examiner. All that and more ahead. Two more hours to go on these mornings powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitler.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is set to pummel Jamaica as a monster storm, the strongest to lash the island ever. ABC's Lana Moise says it's expected to make landfall later today.
Melissa approaching as a Category 5 hurricane overnight with winds up to 175 miles per hour. Three deaths already reported before the worst of the storm hits. Video from Air Force Hurricane Hunters shows inside the eye of Melissa, the eye wall nearly vertical. The flight forced to turn back after hitting severe turbulence. A Miami-based hurricane researcher calling it the most turbulent he's ever seen.
Amazon has announced today it is laying off 14,000 employees. The company says it is profitable, but it's looking toward the future. Online learning platform Chegg will be laying off 388 roles, 45% of its global workforce, in a restructuring that the company says is due to artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.
Get updates on